Welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is July the 3rd. Tomorrow is July the 4th, Independence Day. So hopefully we'll all have on our red, white, and blue and pop some fireworks, eat plenty of barbecue, enjoy time with family, and celebrate. That's what the 4th is about, enjoying the holiday, enjoying your time, spending together, and all that good stuff. So happy 4th of July to all of you tuning in. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. I had, tonight's series, let me go ahead and explain about tonight's series that I'm starting. It's called the Lifeline Series. I woke up last night, I guess it was probably about 3-something in the morning, and I woke up with just a weight on me, and it was just a heavy weight, and I just wept. And sometimes, you know, God will wake me up, and, you know, and I'll get up and, you know, pray or just spend time meditating, you know, because it's kind of like, you know, the wee hours of the morning is kind of like my time. A lot of times when I spend meditating and doing my little thing. And so, you know, last night was a time where he woke me up, and things just began to just download, and title, Lifeline, came to me. And so I made it a series. I'm actually in the process of getting the 800 number because I think that it's going to be something that's going to be very powerful when it comes to our emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual health. Lifeline. I mean, just by the name, Lifeline, you know, and if you are all, if any of you all know any medical terminology, you know, you need a lifeline when you go are in the hospital, because when you get a flat line, then you're out of here. And so, anyway, the Lifeline is a series, and it is dealing with the depths of our soul and bringing healing to our soul and awakening our soul. Because I use the scripture, it comes out of Jeremiah, that we are planted like a tree by the water. And that's what God tells us, is that we are planted like a tree by the water. And a lot of things that occur in our lives, just like a tree. You plant a tree, and it just is a stick, and then it begins to branch out. And God was showing me is that as it branches out, us humans, we are trees, and those branches are either going to bear good fruit or they're going to bear bad fruit. And the Bible talks about that you can bear good fruit or you can bear bad fruit. And so those branches branch out different things, fruit, because he tells us that we are supposed to be fruitful and we are supposed to multiply our fruit. And so fruit can mean several things. You know, we kind of dumbed it down to the fruit is the only thing and it's producing a baby. Well, fruit can be your talent, your gift that God has blessed you with, that fruit, and you deliver that fruit that you have been blessed with, that gift. You deliver that gift, and even the Bible tells us that your gift makes room for you. So when you use your gift, he gives us talent, and he says to multiply that talent, to multiply that fruit. So we can look at fruit in several different ways, okay? I keep an open mind for one of the reasons, and I'm going to read a little scripture tonight to kind of go upon what the lifeline is, because if we're going to awaken the soul, okay, and bring healing to the soul, it is the word of God that is delivered to you in spirit and in truth that will bring life to your soul, to your spirit. And so I've got to bring some scripture out, because that is what the lifeline that we need, because we are not just humans, we are spirit beings having a human experience. And so we have to kind of stop dumbing down who we are, what we are, and what we possess as wonderfully and uniquely made creatures, humans, in the animal kingdom of humanity. We have to stop dumbing ourselves down, okay? And so with all of that being said, I want to say hi to my lady. Sister Estherine, how are you doing tonight?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. I am doing wonderful. And God, you just like a rocket, honey. You just took out. You just ran out the runway, honey. I just wasn't ready for you. You just took out, God. I'm just, you just do that thing, girl. You just do that thing, girl, because you're already preaching. You're explaining it, but honey, I start preaching in it. So you go on and do your thing, girl. Hello, children of the Most High. I'm just so happy to be here, as always. Go, girl.
Well, thank you, sister. Thank you. I'm glad you're excited.
Yes, Shell, I get excited when you're talking about the Lord. And I tell you, the lifeline, he is my life. He's my redeemer. Yes. Oh, yes. Glory. Thank you.
Okay, sister, now you better calm down.
I'm calm, baby. But you know, it's like fire in your bones, baby.
I know, sister. But you're going to have to calm down so I can go ahead and teach you.
Okay. But if the Lord reveals something to me now.
I know. If the Lord reveals something to you, I'm going to let you talk.
All right now, because you know he be talking to me.
I know he be talking to you.
Okay.
All right. Coach, how are you doing tonight? Well, hello there, Shay. I am doing glorious. And I'm so happy to be here. And thank you, listeners, for always tuning in to us. The number to call is 917-889-8224. That number again is 917-889-8224. Thank you. Call in. We want to hear from you. All right. Okay. Yes, we do want to hear from you, okay? So definitely call in because this is the Lifeline series. And so we're going to be dealing with some things. And a lot of things that we experience in life, you know, it goes with the branches that we branch out and it bears that fruit. And this is why not only, see, we get focused on the physical health and we don't too much deal with the emotional health. And females, we are known to be emotional creatures. Men, on the other hand, are considered to be weak if they are in tune with their emotions. You know, as young men know, is that you're taught as a young boy that little boys don't cry. You know, straight up, man up, you know, toughen up. You're supposed to be tough. You know, you ain't supposed to be like this. You know, you ain't supposed to be weak. You ain't supposed to show no sensitive side. You ain't supposed to show no soft side. You ain't supposed to show no emotions. You got to be hard. You got to be tough. And because we're trained that way, and we have to, you know, and we're taught that way, then a lot of us become hard and we don't deal with those emotions and we go through life without really experiencing or having a phenomenal emotional experience. Now, I tell people all the time because, you know, I deal with emotions, okay? Let me tell you, I'm a Cancer. And so as Cancers, we're ruled by the moon. We are very emotional creatures. We are water signs, so that makes us even more emotional. But the thing about it is emotions are not a bad thing. Now, uncontrolled emotions, that's a bad thing, okay? And I once was an uncontrolled emotional female. I was a fool. I admit it. You know, I admit it because I've learned. And when you don't know, you don't know. But when you know, you do better. And so this is what the Lifeline series is all about, is that if you don't know, the Lifeline series will help you know so that you can do better and you can get healthy physically, you can get healthy emotionally, you can get healthy mentally, and you can get healthy spiritually. Because it's going to be tearing down some walls, man. I'm telling you, because sometimes we do have to be like an onion, and we have to pull back those layers, okay, because we have layers of things, you know, because a lot of times when we deal with a wound, we find something to medicate that wound instead of finding out what even caused the wound. And so, you know, it could be something as, you know, someone broke your heart. And so you never heal from that emotional wound. And it could have been betrayal. And so now you become bitter. And so these emotional things, and if you research the scripture, tell you, if we're not emotionally healthy, it affects us physically and our physical health. Do you know that being bitter, that means not forgiving, not allowing forgiveness to come when you're done wrong? Do you know that bitterness causes your bones to ache? So it's like a domino effect. And the great thing about it is that you have to open up your mind and you have to stop dumbing us down and see us for who we really are. God said that when he created man, he created us in his image and his likeness. So that means that God, who was Jesus, okay, because Jesus even said, I and the Father are one, all right? Who was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, okay? And the Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. We are all a Word because we're all a spiritual being. We can create the shell, the human shell, that the Spirit is placed in. But it is God, the miraculous power of the Divine One, that breathes the breath of life and puts a spirit and a soul within that human form. And so it's a powerful thing when we talk about life and the creation of life. And this is, I think, why God called it the Lifeline series, because it's a lifeline, because yet we have not really lived. And I'm going to go to scripture to show you that we have not really lived. And this is why this series is going to be so powerful, because the lifeline is going to cause you to really live life in the way we were meant to live life, because our bodies were created to heal itself. And so when we get the bad stuff out and put the good stuff in, our body does what it was originally created to do. And if we're crazy enough to believe some of the things that we believe right now, just think, if we're crazy enough to believe that the spirit, the spiritual realm, can do these things. And I'm just crazy enough to believe it. And I continue to be crazy enough to believe it because I have been a witness of it in my life. Now, had I not been a witness of it, I wouldn't be sitting here talking about it, because this is BYTV, and I bring you the verdict, and I don't tell you anything that I haven't tried, that I don't know, and that doesn't agree with my spirit before I even release it to you and over the airwaves, because my call in life is to reach the world through media, okay? And now I'm reaching the world through media with the Lifeline series. And God wants us all to live. He said he came to give us life, and that more abundantly. And I don't even mean to preach, but I keep God in everything. And the reason I keep God in everything is because I want the blessing of God. I want God's hand on whatever I do, because if his hand is on it, then it's going to prosper and it's not going to end. And I tell people, even when I deal with music, I tell people about how legends are made when it comes to music. The music that you hear that was made back in the day, the majority of those artists came out of the church. And they began to sing, as we call it, secular music. So they took the church out into the world. But that music, because it was a soul thing, and that's where you get soul music. See, that music came from the soul of the man, the spirit of the man. And that's what makes a legend. And that's why you could play the music that was created in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and it's still just as powerful, and it's still just as relevant as it was then as it is now. Why? Because there's nothing new up under the sun. Okay? History repeats itself. So we're going to keep repeating ourselves. It's just like the children in Israel that were in the wilderness. They circled around in a circle for 40 years in bondage. And they circled around in the wilderness for 40 years in a circle. They were nowhere from the promised land. okay? But they decided to go around in a circle. That means repeating a pattern, repeating a pattern, and repeating a pattern for 40 years. For 40 years, they repeated a pattern that never worked. And so God is saying there's a lifeline to where we won't repeat patterns that don't work, but we'll do things that is that brings a lifeline to not just you, but to others. Because what you are, you're going to give. So if you're full of life, when I talk to people, I call myself a life coach because I speak life into people. I have a gift to see things. And so I see things in people. And sometimes I see things that people can't even see within themselves. But I pull that out because a lot of times other people can see more in us than what we can see within ourselves. And so I'm blessed that God has gifted me and blessed me with being able to see who people are and to see the gift and the ability and the life that is within an individual that I meet. I tell people all the time that there's a reason why I met you, because there's no such thing as a mistake, okay? There's no such thing as a mistake when it comes to me. And I tell people all the time, when you come in love and you come in truth and God allows you to intertwine with someone, God is trying to bless them. He's trying to bring them a blessing, and if you receive it, you receive the blessing. If you don't receive it, then you receive a fool's reward, okay? Because you have to be a fool not to receive the blessing. Come on. You have to be a fool if you know it's a blessing and you don't receive it, okay? And so, anyway, I'm going to read Romans 11:8, and this goes to how, well, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait and do that, because first, since I have this already pulled up, I'm going to talk about love, because love, really, as humans, we really won't know what love is until we experience it from God. I was blessed to have a grandmother and an uncle that really, really showed me what love was. And love covers. It covers. Love, and I was protected. I was protected as a little girl, because a lot of things happen to children. And because of that protection from my father, my uncle, my grandmother, and different things like that, I didn't experience a lot of things. Because I was protected. And I didn't experience a lot of things because even when I tried to be bad, I got caught. And so I never could be bad or sneaky or get away with anything, because if I tried to sneak out the house, I'd get caught. If I tried to sneak to the club, I'd get caught. I mean, so it's like everything I did, I got caught. So it really wasn't that fun for me to even try to do anything, because I'm getting caught out of everybody, and it sucked, okay? It just sucked, all right? So, love. This is 1 Corinthians 13, and like I said, this is going to be a series, okay? And so I'm probably not going to cover half of what even I wrote down to cover tonight. I know I'm not, because I'm doing a short show. And the reason why I'm doing short shows is because it's going to keep you wanting to tune in, because you're not going to get it all in one show. So I'm doing short shows, so you have to keep on tuning in for the series, okay? And make sure you tune into the YouTube channel also, because I'm going to be doing some YouTube videos and stuff like that, so you can see me and stuff, and you know, and I can just talk to you and everything. You can comment and ask questions and stuff on the YouTube, and I definitely will respond to those also. But love, in 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about love. And it says that you can speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love for others growing out of God's love for me, then I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, just an annoying distraction. And if I have the gift of prophecy and speak a new message from God to the people and understand all mysteries and possess all knowledge and I have all sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains but do not have love reaching out to others, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it does me no good at all. Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful. It is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked, nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all, regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But as for prophecy, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the special, or as for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. For our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. But when that which is complete and perfect comes, that which is incomplete and partial will pass away. Now he goes into, when I was a child, I talked like a child, and I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now in this time of imperfection, we see a minor, dimly, a blurred reflection, a riddle, an enigma. But then, when the time is of perfection comes, we will see reality face to face. And so this is talking about what love is. And I understand myself so much more now that I've read about love. I understand now why I'm not so easily angered. Now, you have to do a lot, okay? You have to do a lot for me to snap at you. But when I snap at you, it's for me to bring forth what's right and what is true. And it says love will not rejoice in injustice, okay? But it rejoices with truth. And I tell people all the time, I come to you in truth and in love. And do you know I was saying that and I didn't even know the Bible said that? Ain't that a trip? We do things. I mean, we do things. I do things and don't even know what I'm doing. And I'll read it in the Bible. Okay? And many people say that the Bible is not real. And I'm just like, well, tell me it ain't real because what I experience in my life, I can find it in those pages. When I was in a wheelchair, I found someone in a wheelchair that Jesus ran up on. I found that. And what the man did in the scripture is what I did. So if it's not real, I don't know what it is, okay, because it's real to me. It's real to me. And so, but I, like I said before, is that I had people who loved me growing up. A lot of us don't have that. A lot of us didn't have my upbringing. A lot of us come from different types of upbringing. But yet, God gives us no more than what we can bear. And God right now is trying to teach us about love. Because love covers a multitude of sins, and perfect love will cast out all fear. And love is the most powerful tool that we have, The Bible tells us you can do all of this. You can give all your possessions to the poor. You can have all the knowledge in the world. You can have all of that stuff. But without love, you ain't nothing. So love is so powerful that it doesn't matter what you do in the earth. It amounts to nothing if you don't have love. And I know it's a hard pill to swallow. I know it's a hard pill to swallow. But guess what? That's what God is calling us, a higher level, awakening of the soul. Don't you think it's time to really know what real love is? Love heals. Love heals. Love is kind. Love is thoughtful. It is the most powerful tool that we have on the earth. And that stems up on the depths of our soul and the lifeline that we need for our soul. And I know I've been called to teach. And I've got to teach about love. I feel like I'm the epitome of it. Because when I read it, I was like, wow, that's so me. You know, I have an unfuckable wisdom. You know, I mean, you can't fuck with me. Like, you can't fool with me. Oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry. I said a bad word. I'm going to have to change the rating. Sorry about that. yeah, you know. But anyway, it slipped out. But anyway, you can't screw with me like that and get a reaction, really. You know, I mean, a lot of things that people do, I just don't even pay attention to it because of, I guess, the love that I have within me that won't allow me to pay attention to something. And so, you know, and then too it says that when I was a child, I did those childish things, but when I became a man or a woman, I put those childish things away. And so love is the most powerful tool that we have. And this is about awakening the soul and getting us healthy spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally. Our mind is our most powerful tool. Love is the most powerful tool. And as a man thinks, so is he. And God says to have the mind that is in Christ, have that mind in you. And that mind thinks on a higher frequency. He tells us our ways are not his way, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. But when we keep our mind up on him, he'll give us his way, and he'll give us his thoughts. And whatever we do in life, we know that his blessing is up on it. Because everything he made, he said, he made it, and it was good. And he made it for himself. So we were made for him. And it was a good thing when he made us for him. And he loves us so much. It tells us he sent his only son so that we wouldn't have to be lost, so we wouldn't have to be hurt, so we could have life and that more abundantly. So this is the Lifeline series, and tune in next week. Make sure you laugh more, you love more. Motivate somebody, guys. Motivate somebody. Love somebody. Love somebody. And love yourself, first of all. Forgive yourself. You first have to forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. I just thank God that we as humans can't judge. I thank God that the Almighty One judges us and not humans. Because, man, with the mistakes I've made in my life, I'd probably be in hell right now if people could judge me. But thank God they can't. Thank God that there is a merciful God that loves us so much and wants to give us life. And he says, if you turn your heart toward me, I'll give you life. and that more abundantly. And it's a hard thing sometimes. It's a hard thing. So anyway, make sure you tune in. This is a series. I don't know how long the series is going to be, but guys, there's root causes to everything. And the symptoms we see with the drug addictions, the promiscuity, you know, all of that are symptoms. But it's not the root. It's just a symptom. And so we're going to deal with roots, okay, root causes. Because when you deal with the root, the symptoms are eliminated. Once you get the root of a thing, it doesn't grow anymore. And so we have to become and getting the root of problems so that they will be no more and we won't have these symptoms. Anyway, it's a great thing that God is doing. Lifeline. It's your lifeline. This is Tuesday Motivation. Nobody's told you that they love you. We love you.
We love you, baby. Yeah.
Yes, darling, we love you. Yes. Okay, and make sure you visit the website, bytblive.com. And if you want to look at some scriptures that I'll be covering, I wrote down a couple of them, and you can go read them for yourself, and then we'll expound upon them a little bit more. Hebrews 3:15, 1 Corinthians 13 is all about love. That's what I read to you tonight. I didn't read the whole thing. I just read a little bit of it, but you can go ahead and read the whole entirety. 2 Corinthians. Oh, shoot, I didn't put the verse. Well, never mind. I'm going to give you that one. And I guess you can look at those two. Yeah. Okay, and we'll follow up on the rest of them next week. All right, make sure you visit our YouTube channel, Shay Renee, Shay hyphen Renee, R-E-N-A-E. You can also find it on the website. And if you need some assistance, you can also email us and contact us with whatever you have going on. We are here for you. We're in the process of getting that 800 number so that you can call us and we can help you deal with the lifeline, okay? And you can live life and that more abundantly. And so until next week, I've brought you the verdict. This is BYTV. Hey. The lifeline. All right. And it's home of my life. Anyway, I'm excited. So happy 4th of July, guys. And I'm going to end with Marvin Sapp. He has his hands on you because guess what? He does. And sometimes when you feel like you're out here and you feel like life is hard and you feel like you're not going to make it and you feel like you ain't got nobody there and you feel like I don't know nobody cares, just know he has his hands on you. I keep that in the forefront of my brain, guys, because sometimes doing what God has called you to do is sometimes lonely, you know? But me knowing he has his hands on me keeps me going. And so here's Marvin's back. He has his hands on you. Love you.
In this house tonight, we're on the power of the wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Just know he has his hand on you.
good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words. See your day. Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your lungs, you shout. Oh, will there ever be a change? What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know.
His hand.